Welcome to Purpose Without Limits, the show which strives weekly to empower you to reach your true potential, to help you understand how a simple shift in thinking can make success a reality, both professionally and personally. You'll learn about business etiquette intelligence and why a first impression is so crucial, and the real rules of the game to help you outclass your competition. Your host, Dallas Teague Snyder, is founder of Make Your Best Impression, author of the book Professionally Polished, Business Etiquette Savvy for Today's Competitive Market, and co-author of Executive Etiquette Power. For more, visit MakeYourBestImpression.com. The time to become your best self is today. Here's Dallas Teague Snyder.
Welcome to Purpose Without Limits. I'm your host, Dallas Teague Snyder, America's impression engineer and the author of Professionally Polished Business Etiquette Savvy for Today's Competitive Market. Did you know that every great leader throughout history has had a coach, a mentor, and been in a mastermind group? If you've ever read the book Think and Grow Rich, you'll learn that every great leader has had one from time to time throughout their life. And even if you played sports, you know that it was your coach that either encouraged you to make that touchdown, hit that home run, or maybe run that extra mile. So in business, there's no difference. We all need someone that helps us be our best self, and that's one of the things that we do here at Make Your Best Impression. So if you're looking for somebody to help you polish that professional image and just really find out where the rubber meets the road and help you go to the next level, be sure to look into our personal coaching. We can do that anywhere around the globe. With technology, nothing's impossible. So again, Purpose Without Limits, we're here to empower you to reach your true potential. So our show today, we've got an amazing guest, as we always do, and you know that we value your time, because whether it's 30 minutes or 30 hours, time is something we can never get back. So today's show, we're going to be talking to Mr. John Walker. John Walker is not only an accomplished businessman himself, he is also my friend, and I've known John for over 10 years, so I'm excited he's going to be with us today talking about how companies can create their own blue ocean, and we'll talk about that a little more in just a moment. And then, of course, later in the show, we'll be joined by Barbara Kazam, which will give us our Kazam-attuned minute moment. We're always excited to listen from her. And at the end, we'll, of course, have our free giveaway, because John has graciously offered to offer a report for our listeners that you'll really find valuable as you're thinking about how you create your space in the marketplace. So without further ado, let me introduce you to my friend John Walker. Welcome, John.
Well, hello, Dallas. Thank you for having me on your show, Purpose Without Limits. It's really quite an honor to be able to speak with you on your own show. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Well, thanks, John. You know, I've always wanted to help people, and this is just another way that I reach out to do that. You know, I certainly believe in servant leadership, and you know that adage of giving first, and I think that's what we do on the show. And we're getting great comments around the globe about what people are learning from our guests. So I'm sure we're going to hear that about this show as well.
Well, I hope so. In the 10 years that I've known you, this is exactly the way that I would have seen you move your career. You've got a servant's heart, and you're wonderful with helping people, and you have so much to offer. And that's why I'm so thrilled that you asked me to be on the show today.
Well, John, you know, it was without a doubt. You know, we met, I think, a couple of weeks ago, really, about, I guess I should share with the audience that I actually attended one of your sessions as you're beginning this new venture. And so I was just very impressed about what you do, your passion to help small businesses really find their place. I believe that many of us, whether we're solopreneurs or entrepreneurs or even small businesses that are under 100 people, you know, oftentimes we get stuck. You know, we see those Fortune 500 companies that have these resources to tap into people like yourself with the expertise that you have, but yet the smaller businesses don't really think that's something that's available to them. So tell me a little bit about strategic venture development, you know, what you guys do and what your mission is.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the Fortune 500 companies. This is really was the impetus behind our forming Strategic Venture Development. The Fortune 500 companies do have tremendous assets that they can bring to bear, and they can bring people in to spend 6 months to a year doing tremendous strategic planning and spending that time, spending lots and lots and lots of money. And my my business partner and I started looking at that, and we said, this is really a shame that small businesses can't have access to something on their level that the big guys have. My business partner is Nan O'Connor. She's a certified master business coach. And she started this idea a few years ago of streamlining things. And so she and I started working together, and we bring a lot of the methodologies that the big guys get to spend big money for in big time to smaller companies. And we do it in a way that's cost-effective and very, very fast, so that instead of spending 6 months, 8 months, we can do a turnaround in a week or two on the time frame that most small businesses have. Even if they had the money, they just don't have the time.
Well, you're right. But yeah, I mean, time is of the essence, because typically in a small business, you're wearing many hats. And
absolutely.
And many times they don't do that strategic planning or think about that because they're worried about mailing out that next package or making that next sales call.
Right. And what we have found with our clients is they know that they need to make some kind of a change. Typically, their market was strong, and now, oh, the market's not strong anymore, and they realize that they're being a Me Too company.
Right.
And they know they have got to change, but it's hard, because you've got to be able to step back and look at it objectively, and you've got to be able to let go of things you may have been doing, but you don't know which ones to let go of.
Oh, yeah, because you're so emotionally tied. You know, it's that we've always done it this way. It's part of our culture. It's part of who we are, but perhaps that's not working for you anymore in today's marketplace.
Right, and you don't want to do it haphazardly. Mm-hmm. And this is where Nan and I bring in a tremendous value. We have a methodology that we use that is highly effective, and so it's not haphazard. It's not, oh, well, we'll just try this, or, oh, well, yeah, you know what, you got a problem. Yeah, sorry, bye. And, yeah, we knew we had a problem. You're not helping us any. So very quickly we can assess a business's situation, and it's all very interactive with the business owners, with the management team, and we have a methodology that we go through that has proven itself over and over and over again.
Well, John, so tell me how this would work. For example, as we know that competition is good, and I was asking somebody earlier today, I said, think about it. Did you have a cup of coffee this morning? I know I did. You can get the creamers in the store. It can almost taste as good as that, you know, that fancy coffee that you pay $5 for. But, you know, that company Starbucks, they just give you something unique and different. They're not selling anything you can't get or you can't create on your own, but they're selling an atmosphere. So, so when I think of creating blue oceans, you know, standing out from that, you know, standing out from your competition, you're talking about doing things like that. And I guess the question that I would have, and I would think my listeners would have, is do you actually sit down with them and help them maybe discover where their blue ocean is?
Yes. And for your listeners who may be hearing this term for the first time, blue ocean is a term that was coined by two Australian professors, Kim and Mayborn. They had an idea, and they looked at companies over, 150 years, and they found that there was no such thing as a permanently excellent company. And they found out that there are a series of strategic moves that excellent companies make. And they created what they called a blue ocean strategy. And they broke it down this way. If you are competing on price and you are competing based on the same factors that your competitors are competing on, then they said you're in a bloody red ocean, and eventually you're going to become a commodity. And that's not where you want to be. They said where you want to be is in a blue ocean where you're the only one there. You create a brand new marketplace based on value innovation. And by doing that, you're bringing something that your clients and customers value. You can bring in new customers that you haven't had before, and you can keep your profits up. And they went through and detailed it. Well, to do the entire blue ocean, you got to be General Motors. And
right.
So, that's really not what most people can do.
Right.
So based on the experiences that I have had as an attorney, and then with my master's degree in technical entrepreneurship, and then Nan's experience as a successful entrepreneur and as a certified master business coach, we've streamlined it. And so we can take a company, and like what we did with you at the workshop, we work with you a little bit, and we determine, well, where is your industry right now? Where is your market? How are they competing? Five or six factors that are very important. And then we rank them. Are these high, low, or medium in the effort? And then we ask the business owner, okay, now rank yourself.
Yeah, and I know when I was in the meeting, and I know this was an introduction really to your business, mm-hmm. so you weren't really in detail. But, of course, I had shared with you that, you know, I really wasn't thinking about how I competed with the folks out there, you know, who really was my competition? You know, do I really want to be a big ocean in a smaller pond? You know, do I want to go more on a national level? All those things go into play as well. So I can, you know, so it was very interesting to see how those dynamics came together. But I know that mine would probably look a little bit different if I had time to really think about that more prior to just adding numbers in a very unfamiliar format, you know?
Well, and that actually is what happens. The initial curve that we create really is there just as an eye-opener. And typically as we work through the methodologies that we use, and again, many of them are the Blue Ocean or some of the Blue Ocean methodologies that Kim and Mayborn have developed, the curve starts changing. Not only does it change in its shape, but the competitive factors start changing. New ones start showing up. Other ones, we realize, hey, you know what? This really isn't that important, at least not important to the people we're trying to reach.
Right. Maybe, you know, I think it's funny. Oftentimes we try to sell people we think need our product instead of the people that really want our product.
Exactly. And another thing, and this is, every business does this, you get used to looking at things from your own point of view, and we challenge our clients, we're going to look at it from this point of view, or we're going to look at it from that point of view, and it's a little bit scary. But by doing that, we start to see, well, wait a minute, the people that we're really trying to sell to, maybe they don't care about this piece over here. And we've spent 15 years building this piece of our business up, and nobody cares about it.
Well, and John, you know, you guys mentioned a couple of companies that y'all were highlighting in your program. Maybe share a little bit with us about one of those to kind of bring that point home to our listeners.
Okay. Well, we had a client that I worked with not too long ago that had been in business for quite a while, and they were getting into some serious trouble. And I'm going to obviously have to fictionalize some of this.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
For client confidentiality, sure. Which I take very, very seriously. But they were doing the same thing over and over again, and it just wasn't working. And don't want to get technical, they were running out of money.
Right.
And they finally were in enough pain that they said, okay, please come help us. And so we started looking at what they were doing, and they were so proud of what they were doing, and they were spending enormous amounts of time on something that it turned out the people that they were selling to really didn't care about at all.
And didn't want.
And, yeah, they didn't want. They said, yeah, this is nice, but they don't want to pay for it. Well, this was their single largest cost item in producing this particular product. And so when we began to explore it, and it took about 2 days, which is typical, they finally realized, wait a minute, why are we spending so much money on this when the people we're selling to really don't care?
Oh, yeah.
And it was a shock to them. And, oh, my gosh, oh, the wringing of the hands, and there was much gnashing of teeth. But we started moving away from that, and when we did, other opportunities began to present themselves, and the client, there were several people representing that company, started throwing out ideas. What about this? What about this? What about this? And by the end of about 20 hours of intensive work, we had completely shifted what they were delivering, although the product basically remained the same. How they were delivering it changed. What was going to be included changed.
Right, the methodology and
absolutely.
How you were going to distribute it. And,
yes. And alliances, too. They began to see that some of the people, they thought, oh, we've got to take our position here and beat the competition, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden they realize, you know what, we're not competing with them at all. In fact, these are going to be incredibly important business alliances that we should have formed a long time ago.
Oh, gosh, John, you just said a word that I am so passionate about. You know, oftentimes we think of, oh, that's our competition. Like you said, let's beat them down. But even, for example, you know, we've known each other a long time, and now that you're really pursuing this passion to take all your expertise to help small businesses, and I'm working with individuals, kind of life coaching and their professional development, and, you know, there's a synergy there where we don't compete, but we certainly complement each other. And that's what you're talking about, where everyone wins and you share really your resources and your reach, you know, your networking reach and the ability to help more people.
Exactly. Now, this is something that is very, very important. We really focus, obviously, on the business side of it, but the area that you focus on is of tremendous importance. I went to one of your workshops, and I'm relatively polished because of some of my career and some of the things I've had to do.
And a wonderful mother.
Yes, that's right. But I learned a lot of things in there, a few things I actually was doing wrong, which I'll have to admit, and some things I didn't quite know how to do. And then by the end of it, I really was much, much better at putting people at ease when I would talk to them. I learned a lot about professionalism that I thought I knew, and it turned out I didn't really know as much as I needed to know.
Wow. And you know, it's funny. I heard somebody say recently, I was in a meeting in Las Vegas, and they said, you know, Dr. Gary Smalley said this, talking about relationships. And one of the things we have to be very careful of is that, for example, we may just say something that seems common sense to us because of our experiences and our backgrounds, you know, and to us it's a pebble, right? But to the person we're communicating with or sharing with or providing coaching to, it's a boulder for them. Yeah, and so oftentimes I think we think, oh, well, it's no big deal, or what we know is, or you know, is not important. But again, you know, we can't second guess what we can offer someone to help them on their path. So I really appreciate you saying that, because most people would think, wow, he's got a law degree and a master's degree in electrical engineering and, you know, technology and entrepreneurship, and he learned something. So,
oh, and I did, and of course all the Toastmasters, and I'm one of these kind of people that really enjoy getting up in front of folks and talking.
Right.
Maybe there's a gene out there, and I just happen to luck into getting it. but I actually, and I've had a lot of training doing that, and yet with that workshop with you, I really was able to hone some things, and I learned how, again, to make people at ease, whereas before maybe I was putting them off because they had this idea of, oh, my gosh, look, I can't dress like that, or, oh, he's got all these degrees. But you helped me get past that, and it was wonderful. So I learned a lot about professionalism and how to be more professional and at the same time be more personal.
Well, and like I said, I'm just so thrilled that you did get that benefit out of that, John, because I do think you're a very gracious gentleman, and like you said, you know so much more than many others have probably had the opportunity to learn. But even with some of the personal coaching, like I'm sure you do with your clients, I'm able to kind of go with them step by step, you know, through my books and my coaching programs and things like that to help them with their personal challenges. So regardless if you've had, you know, multiple experiences like yourself, or you like to talk, or I actually got a call from a gentleman who has a distribution opportunity for North America. He's an engineer, and he said he just wants to know that he knows. When he talks to these CEOs and he's trying to sell this product around North America and eventually international, he wants to make sure he doesn't have any faux pas that cost him business. So that was his reason to reach out. And some others really are just to get the job that they want and or to really build those client relationships. And so there's so many reasons. It's, you know, really kind of creating their own blue ocean from a professional standpoint.
Exactly. And what we're finding with our clients is they've got the business knowledge. Most of them do. Most of them really pretty savvy on business, but they don't know how to go to the next level because they've been doing it a certain way for so long. And so it's not that much of a stretch to think about, well, what we're doing by helping them differentiate themselves from their competition in a valuable way, not just, well, we're going to slash prices and we're going to have a big inflated monkey on top of our building, but to actually build true value in a way that differentiates them and gives them a product or an approach that other people don't have. This is helping them reach a new potential, a new level of their business.
And maybe creating a completely different new market that they never saw before.
Well, actually, we can't do that for everybody, but we're finding that for about 10 to 15% of our clients, we are able to help them create a blue ocean. But for all of the clients, when they get through, they're in much better position than they were when they started. And
wow,
really
wow.
Don't take very, very far. In fact, we guarantee that they're going to get value out of it. We guarantee the value. Obviously, we can't guarantee that what their sales are going to be, but we do guarantee value.
Oh yeah, well,
out of what they do.
Absolutely, you're responsible to people, not for them. They still have to take action. So
they do.
Yeah,
and they work really hard. At the end of those, we do two days, and it's about 22 hours total.
Right.
And but we're all exhausted by the end of it.
Oh, I know. Well,
but
John, let me...
Boy, what we create, it's just, oh, thank you. And they go on and they really do some great things.
Well, let me remind our listeners, those who have just joined us, you are here with Purpose Without Limits, empowering you to reach your true potential. And, of course, if you haven't listened to our previous shows, you want to go back to webtalkradio.net or visit us at purposewithoutlimits.com. Our guest today is Mr. John Walker, who is the co-owner of Strategic Venture Development, and we're talking with him about creating your own blue ocean. So John, you know, value is something that you just cannot put a price tag on. And, you know, when you do what you do and you help companies just think a different way, sometimes it's that change in mindset. And there's really not any price tag on that. It's kind of like that. What's that commercial? It goes, it's price. Is it MasterCard?
MasterCard, Visa? Yes.
Yeah, it's priceless. So I think that's amazing. Well, tell us a little bit about who your target market is. We talked about small businesses,
sure.
But tell us a little bit about, you know, small businesses range from one-person businesses to, you know, hundreds.
Right. Typically, we look at it more on their gross revenue side, and it could be 1 to 100 employees, but typically for us, most of our clients have yearly gross revenues between $2 million and $20 million. This is referred to as the 2 to 20 business group. And so we work with smaller businesses than that. We work with some businesses that are much larger, but that really does form our core. But interestingly enough, that's not our target market. Those are our clients. But
okay.
Our target market is actually accounting firms and banks who have as their clients these 2 to 20 businesses. There's something called the chain of buyers, and you look at it and you have the people who use the product, the people who purchase the product, and the people who influence other people to either purchase or use the product. And for us, our target market are the influencers. These are the people that the small businesses are going to for trusted business advice. And this is one of the tools, actually, that we use with our clients. We ask them, okay, let's look at your chain of buyers. Who are you targeting right now? And sometimes we can uncover new markets for them.
Now, is that part of the innovative plan?
Yes.
Execute access? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, this is the innovation side of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the way to break it down is you think of it as three parts that all kind of run together. You have the innovation part. This is the value innovation. Instead of innovating just for innovative sake.
But doing it to add value.
Right.
Right.
We're going to add value, and we're going to break the traditional view of if I add value, I add cost.
Right.
And actually, that's not necessarily true. So we go through a series of things in the strategy session where we look at the innovation. Okay, so that's our innovation axis or portion.
Okay.
And this is one of the tools that we use. Look at your chain of buyers. If you change who you're selling to, instead of selling to the end user, maybe sell to the purchaser.
Right, that then sells to the end user.
Right. In fact, this is how Michael Bloomberg became a millionaire or billionaire, actually. He rewrote the interface for the day trip for traders at the big wirehouses. And he, instead of going to the purchasing department, he went to the traders themselves and said, look, how would you like it if it was this way? And they said, oh, man, this is great. It's summarized better. It makes more sense to us. We could do 35% more volume if we had this screen. So instead of, like everybody else, going to the purchase manager, he went to the traders. And as a result, now Bloomberg is the trading software that all of the big trading houses use.
Right.
So just looking at the chain of buyers.
Yeah, and what you're doing is putting that unique lens on it and saying, you know, where is it, you know, where are we missing it? Where is a market that nobody's touching, and how can we do this differently? And like you said, create that space that nobody else is playing in.
Right. So then once we do that, then we develop a plan. Now, it is a business plan, but it's not your typical MBA 20-page with 50 gazillion pages of financials.
That you never look at and
right,
never
and
review again.
Say, oh, yeah. Wow, what a beautiful piece of 5-inch document that is.
Wow, yes, it looks great on your shelf. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has it picked up the phone and called a client for you today?
Yet? That's right. Instead, it's a very lightweight, it's almost like a roadmap. And this is the planning phase where we've done the innovation, and now we create a plan that takes that innovation and says, okay, here is how you're going to do it. Here are here's your roadmap. And then we execute. Nan, as I mentioned, is certified master business coach, and so then we work with them to implement that plan and help them stay on track.
Right, right.
And so you innovate, then you plan it, but then you got to put it into action.
So
and
really,
that last piece,
yeah,
you're really not going to go anywhere, but you can't jump to the execution part until you know what it is you're going to execute.
Well, and so often we do that, you know, we just say, you know, ready, you know, we don't aim, we just fire. And so what you're talking about is really honing in that fire portion of the ready, aim, fire.
Yes.
And trying to speak.
Ready, fire, aim, which is what most of us tend to do.
Right, exactly. And so you're saying, how do we strategically think about this before we pour necessary dollars into something that's not going to be effective for us? And
right.
Yeah, so, well, you know, one of the things we talked about is the synergy between Make Your Best Impression and your company. And how do you think by investing in a plan like this, this helps small businesses make their best impression?
Well, it helps them. First of all, it helps them focus. One of the biggest problems that I've found working with small businesses, and there really are about 10 major, major mistakes, but one of them is a complete lack of focus. They start chasing money. So today we're in the furniture business, okay, and we're going to make end tables, wonderful. And then they get a call from somebody, and they say, well, look, I understand that you make end tables. I don't need an end table. I need a roof. Can you cut the rafters for the roof? Hey, they've got money. Yeah, absolutely, we can do that. And before you know it, they have no idea what they're doing.
So really what they're doing is they're trying to be a jack of all trades instead of focusing in on a niche and really mastering that niche.
Right, and playing to their strengths. Mm-hmm. Or another problem is a me too. Well, Joe is successful over there. We're going to do what Joe does. Yes, that's great, but Joe speaks four languages and you don't. So probably what Joe's doing is not going to work, but something that you do well, Joe can't do. And so before we jump in and try to do what Joe does, let's remember that you may not speak four languages, but you have this wonderful capability with metalworking. Why don't we look at something that you can do with the metalworking and create something here that, hey, you know what, maybe Joe's industry or company needs this product that you know how to do.
Yeah,
just
and so
because somebody else is doing something doesn't mean you should do it.
Right, right. What are your strengths? And I heard, I don't know if you've ever heard Joyce Meyer, but she said, I always wanted to play the guitar, and it doesn't matter how much I practice, I have short fingers, I will always be a two. So if you're always going to be a two out of something, why would you focus on trying to get better when you can really enjoy where you are with the things you're at a 10 at?
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, that makes such great sense.
It really does. So see, this is a synergy here, is that what are your strengths? How can you become better at what you do either as a person or as a business.
And be your best self there. So that sounds
absolutely
great. Well, John, one of the things as we're getting close to our ending time here, we always have a question from our listener mailbag. And we have a question from Chris in Chicago. And Chris says, I own a small business, yet I'm not making $2 million. Can I still work with your company?
Yes, there are ways that we can, and again, the 2 to 20 is just kind of where most of our clients fall. You don't have to be in that range. If you've got a company where you're dedicated to what you're doing, you got a passion for it, and we think there's really something there that we can work with, we're not going to pull out the calculator or remember the magic tape measure that Mary Poppins had and she'd measure people.
Right.
Well, we don't have one of those.
Right.
So if you're passionate about what you're doing and you've got some revenue coming in, it's not just, hey, I had a dream in the shower this morning.
Right, but you're working your business. You've already kind of established a little bit. Right.
Right, yeah. Right. Then we'll be more than happy to speak with you. And, in fact, we're launching a new product. It just went live.
Oh.
On the website, and this could be something that he may want to take a look at. The website is createstrategicvalue.com.
Createstrategicvalue.com, okay.
And it's a tool. It's a remote competitive analysis tool. It's not very expensive to use. And it's a nice way to get a snapshot of where you are. And it doesn't take you very long to do it. And then you get an hour remote with Nan and I going over the results of what that tool revealed, and then we can talk about next steps. And some of the next steps that we have, you may not need a full session with us on the Blue Ocean. You may need just a couple of tweaks.
Right. And, you know, I think the great thing is, so what you're saying is we'll give you that opportunity to kind of test us at a lower price point, but wonderful value.
Yeah.
And then if you need to move on further, you've got the opportunities to do that as well. And I do that a lot too. I let people have the home study courses or buy audios and things of like that. And then if they want to work with me one-on-one, of course, you know, that's that dedicated time specifically for them. So
right. And if you remember when you were at the workshop, we had a couple of people in there who really didn't need our Blue Ocean help. They already had a Blue Ocean. They just didn't realize it.
Right, exactly. And sometimes that's all you need is for somebody to say you are going in the right direction.
Exactly. So it's not, we're not going to say, oh, well, you know what, you have to have us in order to succeed. No. If you're already there, we're going to tell you. And believe it or not, that's very exciting for us when we come across a company that has already figured it out on their own. It's just magical, and I get kind of excited about it. But then I'm a sentimental guy. What can I
Well, hey, what can you say? That's one of the great things about you, John.
Thank you. But this may be a good option for him, just to check it out.
Well, that sounds great. And then for, you know, we always, you know, I mentioned the free gift that you're going to offer. So what can you offer our listeners to get just a little bit of fantastic information from you so they can kind of see how awesome you are and then you know.
Oh, Dallas, you're not supposed to oversell.
Oh, I'm not trying to, you know, John. Like I said, I really, you know, very rarely do you find somebody that you like so much personally, and just you're kind of growing in the same place. So not only do I really like you as a person, and we've worked together and have known each other, but I really see such synergy in what you're doing and with what I'm doing, which I think, as you know, a beautiful thing.
Oh, and I'm very impressed with what you're doing. Of what I want to throw out is this. On the website, createstrategicvalue.com, if they will go to the Contact Us page, we've got a little web form there where you can ask us questions and things. If in the little comment box, if they will type in it's a phrase because it doesn't have a verb. If they will type in Dallas Rocks.
Dallas Rocks. Oh, I like it. Dallas Rocks.
Well,
okay.
I thought that was pretty appropriate.
Yeah.
then submit it. Of course, they have to fill out a few things on there, but submit that. We'll get it, and we're going to do two things for them. Nan has agreed to give them a year's worth of coaching tips, no cost.
Wow, that's very generous.
I use these coaching tips.
Right.
Even though she's my business partner, I use them.
Right.
And they are very, very useful, very, very valuable. The other thing, we will send them it's like a top 10 list of why new ventures fail.
Oh.
They're like the most common 10 mistakes we've run across, and how to recognize them and
how to stop them. You know,
yeah,
just stop now.
Yeah. To avoid them.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful.
But they have to put in Dallas Rocks.
Dallas Rocks.
In there, or hey, I'm sorry, the offer's not valid.
All right. So you guys heard that. Dallas Rocks. Yeah, that's your mantra. Dallas Rocks. Dallas Rocks. Well, I hate to say it, but we're at the end of our show. It goes by so fast. But John, I hope you'll join us again.
And
thank you so much, and give my regards to Nan.
You know,
and
I will.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell your mom I said hello.
Oh, I'll be happy to.
We'll be back with more Purpose Without Limits after this Tude Talk Minute.
Hi, this is Barbara Kazam from Kazamitude, spelled KHOZamitude.com, with your Tude Tip of the Week. Today's Tude is the Chattitude. These are the chatty patties. You know, the ramblers, the interrupters. Examples would be colleagues, and again, some family members and friends. If they're a colleague and they come into your office and interrupt you, a great thing to say is, gosh, I'd really like to chat, and I'm working on this thing for my boss. Why don't you come back at 3? If they do come back at 3, by the way, stop saying that. If they are a friend and you see from your caller ID that they're calling you, you simply say, hey, Jill, I've got 5 minutes. What's going on? You're simply setting your boundaries assertively. This is Barbara Kazam with your Tude Tip of the Week. For more information, go to kazamitude.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again. Time to say goodbye this week. But as you know, we'll be here next week with another amazing guest. In fact, let me ask you a question. Have you lost your mojo? Yes, I said it. And this is a rated G program. Your mojo. Well, Mr. Mojo himself, Travis Brown, who is a speaker, author, and business coach, will be here to talk with us about getting our mojo back, so you don't want to miss that. So until next week, keep on smiling, and remember, it only takes one new idea to change your world today.
You've been listening to Purpose Without Limits with your host, Dallas Teague Snyder. Dallas is founder of Make Your Best Impression, author of the book Professionally Polished, Business Etiquette Savvy for Today's Competitive Market, and co-author of Executive Etiquette Power. Visit MakeYourBestImpression.com for more information.